I've got a Boo Bull, I've got two Jack Russells, and then I've got my Bulldog, which is my wife.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Because you know the noises in your mm-hmm. home, right? Your home makes noises and your body adjusts to those noises in the space of a month, right? You move into a new place.
Yeah.
You hear those noises, they keep you awake for a couple of nights. Perfectly normal.
Mm.
It might not even keep you awake. You might just get used to it. Your brain takes a while to adapt. And after the space of a month, your body becomes so attuned to those noises, it actually blocks them out. Do you know that?
Yeah.
That those noises are still there. Those noises are still there, but your brain switches them off, right? So those are your house noises or your flat noises or wherever you live, those are the noises.
Mm.
So inevitably, a partner's got to get up and go investigate when there's a noise that's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the usual, you know, that you... And this couple went to go and investigate a creepy scuffling sound echoing through their home. And eventually... They discovered not one, but a flock of sheep had wandered onto their roof.
Uh-uh.
A whole flock of sheep had got onto the roof of their place.
Dis hoekom skape net goed is vir jobs. Nee?
Just a question.
Yeah, yeah.
On your story, like how low was that roof that the sheep managed to get on? Like, did they live in a bunker, or
So who's the bravest person in your household? And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who it is.
Mm.
I can tell you something for a fact in my house. It's not me.
Come on, Rocky.
Anyone there? I have a hamstring. Come on. Well, the hamstring, I just pulled it, right? Come on.
The classic hamstring.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get the Knop Kerry thing.
Yeah.
You
go.
If they get through past
you,
they're not getting to the kids. If we're going to have some eerie music sometime, the things that go bump in the night, right? Who is the brave partner in your relationship?
Yeah, look, I'm normally the guy that gets up, you know, in my uni and my vest, and then I get my trusty old rusty 3-iron.
That's
and then
it.
I walk around and making noises like, who's that? Scaring off the potential whatever, cat, burglar,
correct.
Gnome, whatever.
Who's the one that has to go and face it all? Who is the first line of defense in your house?
Morning, guys. So, talking about the first line of defense, I'm a single mom with my two boys in the house, and the one is 20-odd, the other one's still small. And obviously, 21 is the man of the house right now, right? So we're having a discussion as in, if someone should break in, what would happen then? And he's like, Noit, he will cover his head and say, the fridge is over there. That's where all the good stuff is. Defense, I tell you. Jump over defense.
You and I share something in common. We both know that we are not the first line of defense in our house.
Hell no. No, I've got a Boo Bull, I've got two Jack Russells, and then I've got my Bulldog, which is my wife.
Starts quiet.
So any noises that occur in the house, doesn't matter which area it is, she's the first line of defense. If I hear a scream, an attack, or a loud thud that she's fallen, I'm the one that will come up in the rear, and I'll be the rear defense.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.